bunch of white trash. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, the muffler plant's gone too.
Yep.
Oh, come on, damn it. Oh, that sounds good. Melt the chocolate inside the Dax. That really ups the resale value.
I think you're going to be okay here.
They have a thin candy shell.
I'm surprised you didn't know that.
I think your brain has a thick candy shell.
Your brain has the shell on it.
Are you talking?
Shut up, Richard.
The Don and Mike Show.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
I webbed you. That means you got the apartment.
I think I'm going to throw up.
I guess the question is, why do you have to be such a hump?
Why do you favor rape?
I like rape.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
I could probably teach you a few things, like, you know, some positions and moves.
They're not dumb. They're stupid. Don and Mike.
Right, I know you're asking yourself.
What about the vagina?
Oh, besides that, you're asking yourself, who's that dude that won Last Comic Standing? Now, we've had experience with our friend Mike the CP comic, who actually opened for us at a couple of our Las Vegas-style shows. This guy, Josh Blue, who was the winner of Last Comic Standing, CP comic, funny as hell. We played his tapes on the show many times. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, how are you?
What's happening, dude? Congratulations on winning last year's Last Comic Standing.
Thank you so much.
I don't know if you heard that we got a buddy named Mike the CP comic who is tried. How long have we known him? Like 5-6 years?
Oh, longer than that. I think it's 7-8 years actually.
He's tried to break into your line of business for the longest time. What put you over the top?
I started in college, so I've been doing it for a little while. I just did a lot of road gigs, and then I finally got ready and. Tried out for the big show.
Are you in a situation where where you've got your situation and you're trying to disarm people that might be uncomfortable, or you're trying to lighten the mood? Is that where all that comes from? And then you realize that it's just cracking people the hell up. And does it how did it all get started with you? Was it in social situations where you try to throw some one-liners out there?
Yeah, it's definitely a type of defense mechanism,
right?
People in school can be quite cruel, and I found that I was very quick with the comebacks, or started out before they could say something. Because if you say something first and they say the same thing, they look pretty dumb.
Yeah, I'll tell you who gives all CP comics a bad name. Who was that that chick that was on The Facts of Life?
Oh, I'm trying to think.
What is her name?
I know exactly who you're talking about.
She really
just not funny.
She couldn't keep it together, and most importantly,
where they have cerebral palsy, you're not. Some people just aren't funny.
She was not funny.
Josh, you'd be the first one to tell us having cerebral palsy doesn't make you a comedian.
No, it definitely does not. I know quite a few people with palsy who are not funny at all.
Now, what about when you first got with those group of losers last year on Last Comic Standing? When they saw you, when you walked into the room, they had to think, "Hey, Robbie, who was that? Who was the Facts of Life?" CP comic on Facts of Life.
Wasn't her name Jerry Jewell?
Yeah, that's it.
Jerry Jewell.
Thank you. So, Josh, what was your thought? You walk in the room, you're with all those guys, and did any of them give you a hard time when you first sat in the room? Did you think you'd have a chance of winning the goddamn show?
I did think I could win, and you know what? I think that part of my thing is people always underestimate me, and I kind of like that. And then, they put their defenses down, and I just go right for the jugular.
And it's really, I've seen parts of your stuff. You're usually talking about your disability, but do you branch out a little bit as well? You get beyond that as well, correct?
I do, yeah, definitely. The thing I realize is I can't talk about any point of view except from someone with cerebral palsy. All the jokes I talk about come from my point of view. I can't do it from a big black lady point of view or a small Asian man point of view.
I must tell you something, Josh, and I guess this is a compliment, now that we're talking to you here on the telephone. You might have to tweak up the CP a little bit because you sound like a regular guy.
That might be a legitimate question, Josh. I mean, do you ever?
I mean, that is kind of a compliment. That's a compliment.
You ever have a set that's going down the crapper and you say, "Hey, I mean, I'll fake it a little bit, make it seem like I'm worse than I really am."
I'll flop around on the floor a little bit. I won't say I haven't done it.
Who was when you were on that show last year? Who is the biggest dick, and who is the nicest to you?
You know, the biggest dick was, her name was Stella. She's that pregnant lady.
Oh, right. What a cow. Was she just ignorant or was she just stupid?
She just was really, really rude to everyone. And, you know, she never once looked me in the eyes when she talked to me. It was very condescending.
Who's the coolest?
You know, I'd have to say Roz. And I really like Chris Porter and Ty Barnett. And you know, there was a lot of cool people on that show. Gabriel was really fun.
You talk about a show like American Idol where you see the audition process, but on Last Comic Standing, it's so much faster. I mean, you have so little time in the early stages to make an impression. Is it difficult for you to come out with, man, I know I've got a great line. I've got six or seven great lines. Which is the one to use? I mean, to wrestle with just getting the right line to get it started. Because, I mean, some of those people last 5 seconds up on stage.
Yeah, you know, usually they give you about 2 minutes to go through, and if they don't like what they hear, they can cut you off before then. So you got to bring your A stuff right away.
Now, Josh, here's a serious question. What happens when you're up there and you are thinking of the killer line, and I'm not sure how CP works, but you can't get it out as fast as you want to. How frustrating is that when you are thinking of funny stuff, boom, 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 killer material, and I'm guessing sometimes the words don't come out fast enough.
Yeah, I don't think that has anything to do with cerebral palsy. I think it's maybe just being drunk.
Being drunk? So what
that usually happens when I'm drunk?
Well, refresh our memories now with Last Comic Standing. What do you get for winning the whole thing? You know, you move on now. What are all your perks? What do you get now?
Well, when I won, they gave me a half-hour special on Bravo.
That's great.
Which already aired. And they have a development deal with NBC. But, you know, they've never cashed in on it.
Right.
I've auditioned for a couple shows, and then the other thing they gave me was $50,000, but after taxes, it turned out to be like $8.
So you're saying after all that work and winning Last Comic Standing,
$8?
It really doesn't amount to crap, right?
Well, I mean, I'm not gonna say that it doesn't amount to crap because you know, my tour schedule is jam packed, and I get to go to awesome cities and perform, and people know who I am.
Are you a married guy?
I'm not. I have a girlfriend, though.
Josh is going to be in a lot of our affiliate cities. Go to his website, joshblue.com, for more information. Josh, since you won, have you gotten laid? Have you gotten any TV groupie stink?
Yeah, you know, palsy people can have groupies, too. I was shocked.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You're on the magic box. You're on the TV.
Who's the hottest girl that you banged? Can you tell us about the quickest groupie sex that you had since you won? I imagine I've never been in your position to win a talent show on TV, but where a chick would just come up and you would just bang her and then put her outside like room service tray. Did you do that?
No, I was on an airplane, actually.
Oh, that's cool. So tell us every juicy detail. What happened? Please.
It was a hander, actually.
Oh, hey. Oh, no fuss, no muss.
Let me tell you, the guy in the middle seat was pissed.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Hey, Josh, who do you like? Who's funny out there who you like?
I've always been a huge fan of Chris Rock.
Yeah, he's the best. I think he's the best working comedian today.
I really do, too. He's so smart, so political. What he talks about should not be funny, but it is.
That's part of the deal.
That's it.
Are you like the rest of America waiting to see the I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry movie?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah. I also like Dave Chappelle, and I was a huge fan of Mitch Hedberg.
Now, do you think, having CP, do you think that that is going, I mean, obviously winning a Last Comic Standing, that means a lot, but as far as, you know, you talk about having auditions, maybe stuff not getting followed up on, do you still feel that you got to break some doors down to get ahead in Hollywood?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to have a lot of trouble not being typecast.
Right.
No matter how good an actor I am, I can't un-act Palsy.
Well, you're funny as hell, Josh. Last question I'd like to ask you. Would you rather have the life you have now and have palsy and be on your way to the top, or would you rather be Carrot Top?
Good question.
Oh, man, if I had the option of being Carrot Top, I'd probably shoot myself.
There you go.
That's the right answer.
See, that's it. You win. That's the winning answer. You'll keep the cerebral palsy.
That's the right answer.
Thank you. Any day. Hey, I would take Down syndrome over being Carrot Top.
Good for you.
That's the right answer. Hey, great talking to you, Josh. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, guys.
All right, dude.
And his website is joshblue.com. That'll give you all the information.
And where is it going to
be? Is it going to be here?
Yes, Listener Auditorium, D.C., August 3rd. Tickets at livenation.com.
Big room, the big room.
We were going to get Mike the CP Comic on and have a battle of the CP Comics. Mike, our friend Mike the CP Comic, was not quite up to the challenge.
Okay, all right,
not because of it, not because of a medical problem, just felt intimidated.
Yeah, it's interesting.
He was like, you mean that guy from Last Comic?
A little overwhelmed?
I can't do that.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. No
but
problem.
I was in the room with her on the phone with him. He did say, hi, Mike.
Really, Rob, you do it best.
Hi, Mike.
There he is.
Okay.
Well, we'll have Mike the CP at Comic on another time, maybe.
Oh, that reminds
He's still performing, right, Rob? He's still doing stuff?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right.
Reminds me of all of our crazy friends. When are we ever going to do that that arm wrestling thing with Super Dave and with Tom Gavin?
They are both standing by. I know Tom Gavin is looking forward to it.
And I know
Super Dave was concerned that he would break Tom's arm.
That's right.
He truly is. Apparently, somebody has told Super Dave at some point that he has this Herculean ability to, like, snap wrists when he does this.
I believe it.
And I think I've seen Tom Gavin. Tom Gavin's got himself a little drumstick, too, that, you know, he looks like he could do a good job.
Now, but I think Super Dave is one of those guys that got balanced out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think Super Dave is one of those guys, even though we call him Super Dave.
So, like, he'd win the arm wrestling competition, and he has an enormous Von Stucker, too.
Yeah, he's hung like a horse. Plus, he's probably one of those guys who could go out, like, in a moment of real adrenaline and, like, lift a car off a baby or something.
You know, the one thing about Super Dave is he is such a gentle soul. He is such a sweet guy. Can you imagine, though, if he gets into the competition and he transforms?
Oh.
You know, like not only does he breaks Tom Gavin's arm and then he like bites him in the throat.
Hi, Joker.
Thank you for laughing at that, Buzz, because I felt sick saying it. I really did.
You know, Tom could win, but it would have to be the hand that handles the cane. That's
all
the strong arm.
Super Dave turns into Hannibal Lecter. You know, all right, you won, Super Dave. Get your mouth off his throat, dude.
Hi, Joker.
Hi, Joker.
Comes out. You know, he's got the blood all around his mouth.
I logged some time with that during my sick bed this weekend. I got the high def DVD of Full Metal Jacket.
Now, that's better than Law and Order, I think.
You can turn that movie off after the first hour.
Totally. That's it. The first half of the movie is the best half.
I mean, as soon as Private Pyle does the bang, bang, bang.
I find the second half of that Stanley Kubrick film borderline acceptable. I really do. The first half is so good.
The first half's a laugh riot. The second half makes you think a little bit.
You know, it really is. The second half is definitely that pesky anti-war stuff.
Yeah, you know,
Joker, makes you feel bad about Vietnam.
Joker and his peace sign.
Yeah, not good at all. I like the first half when they're training them to be trained killers.
Mm-hmm. You're a goddamn genius.
Right.
Today is Christmas.
Be right back with the great Tony Dungy.
Wow.
This is the Don and Mike Show.